Your whole life is based on choices. And for every single choice that you make, whether it's made consciously or unconsciously, there is always a consequence. Always. In fact, folks, where you are, all of you that are listening, where you are at this point in your life is based on choices that you made at some point in the past. Those choices are the key factors that determine the quality of happiness that you have right now.
Hey, I'm talking here.
Why don't you try renting out that vacant lot between your ears?
Okay, doc.
Hey, Steve Rizzo here, and welcome to Hey, I'm Talking Here.
Hey, folks, thank you for joining. And this is a show about empowerment. This is a show that will take you to a better place personally and professionally. It's an entertaining show. And we're getting some really good reviews, and I appreciate everyone who's tuning in and absorbing the common sense success strategies that we have to offer. And this show, as you well know, is brought to you by The Bob Project and Conversations with Bob. Now, I know a lot of you know who Bob is, but some of you don't. Bob is a higher power that resides in each and every one of us and always brings out the best in us, regardless of our circumstances. Now, some people call this power their higher self, their true self. Some people call it the universe. Some people call it source energy. Most people call it God. It really doesn't matter what you call it. In the book, the higher power, of course, is called Bob. But what really matters is that you need to know that this power has the answers to all of your questions and solutions to all of your problems. All you have to do is learn how to connect with it and communicate with it, and this book will show you how. And I'm pretty certain that after you've read the book from cover to cover, you will realize how much power you have over every single aspect of your life. And right now, we're going to bring up my co-host, very talented, very good friend of mine, and I love the guy. His name is Eric the Bam Man. So anyway, what do you think of our topic, Eric? What do you think?
I absolutely love it because I think it's powerful, and I think it's something that everybody needs to hear, whether they're struggling or they're not struggling. You know, there was that old, you know, I've mentioned Zig Ziglar before, and I love Ziglar. There was an old Zig Ziglar thing when he said that he was talking to this guy, and this guy said, you know, when I really get down, I put one of your cassettes in that gets me back up. And Ziglar said, why you ever stop listening to me?
Yeah.
So when things are good, we need to be thinking about how we're thinking. And when things are bad, we need to be thinking about how we're thinking. So
exactly.
It's perfect timing for everybody.
Yeah. And today's topic is about a power shift in focus, how to power shift your own focus when times are tough and how to shift into a positive zone to make life look easier, because it's part of the human condition to make challenging situations worse than what it has to be. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think, and if you disagree, you can tell me, what is it time for, Eric?
It's time for the freaking Rizzo memo.
That's right.
The Rizzo memo. Memo.
Hey, folks, it's time for the Rizzo memo. See, got it right here, hot off the press. It absolutely amazes me that there are people who have been given every opportunity in life and still manage to sabotage their success and destroy any chance at happiness. Somewhere along the way, they adopted a negative perception about life, and they continue to reinforce that perception by obsessive negative thinking. Folks, let's face it. It's difficult to feel successful when you keep focusing on your mistakes, setbacks, failures. And likewise, it's impossible to be happy if you consistently feel victimized or singled out when life isn't going the way that you planned. You got to remember this because this is so important. Reality is whatever you identify with. And if you keep focusing on what isn't working, you're always going to be in some kind of turmoil. You make a difficult situation worse than what it has to be when you're unable to shift your focus and way of thinking and appreciate what you have rather than fixating on what you don't have. I don't know if you know this, but you got to think about this. If you go through life consciously, you can pick this up yourself. But I've noticed this. People who are successful, consciously or unconsciously, think successful thoughts. Whether they're aware of it or not, their predominant thoughts are on optimism, wealth, health, abundance, and it's on a consistent basis. They don't allow negative thoughts of deficiency and failure to take root in their minds. And that doesn't mean that they don't have negative thoughts. We all do. It simply means the majority are positive and they refuse to allow negative thoughts to seep in, to take root, and to control their lives. And whether you believe this or not, there is an incredibly powerful universal law. It's the most important law, by far, that God created and gave to us. And it's called the law of attraction. This law simply states, the more you focus on your lack, the more of that you're going to get back. The more you focus on what isn't working, the more your life won't work. I'm not making this up. That's just the way it is. It's called the law of attraction, and I know you've heard of it. But a lot of people don't realize that they fall victim to it day in and day out. And that is the Rizzo memo. That's all I have to say about that.
You know, I think this for me has been one of my favorite subjects and one of the favorite things we're going to talk about, because I love the law of attraction. I was doing that before I even knew that was a thing.
Yeah.
The secret comes out and I'm like, holy shit, I've been doing this my whole life.
Yeah.
And let's dive in with just this comment to start.
Yeah.
That's easier said than done.
Yeah.
Right?
But everything in life is easier said than done. It doesn't mean it can't be done.
Right. But you have to train your mind to, yeah, something bad happened, but there's good to come from it. There's good. You know, as I thought about this subject for the last couple of weeks, one of the things I used to do when I was younger and I was in sales, I didn't want to fail ever. And I still don't like to fail, but I learn now what fail is: first attempt in learning, right? If I fail, it means I tried. It means I've learned. It means I'm going to get better. It means I'm figuring it out. We have to fail, but don't look at a failure as I'm a failure. It's a chance for me to learn and get better, restart, be a better person and be better at what I do, or be better as a father, or be better on this show with you, or whatever it is, right?
Yep. Failures are do-overs. Mistakes are do-overs. That's what I taught my son, and I teach my grandchildren the same thing. The same thing is absolutely. But, you know, let me give a really, really good example on how powerful the law of attraction is. You can have five things happening in your life right now. Four out of the five can be going really bad. I mean, horribly wrong. And one could be going incredibly great. If you make a conscious choice every day to focus on the one thing that's going great on a consistent basis, and you allow yourself to feel good about that one thing in your life that's happening, you will notice a gradual positive shift in momentum taking place in the other four that weren't going well at all. And in time, all five will be going in the direction that you wanted to go. But it could also work the other way, Eric.
Yeah.
You can have five things happening in your life. Four out of the five can be going great. I mean, you're hitting it out of the park with those four. But one could be going really, really bad.
Right.
But if you're making that choice to focus on that one thing that's going bad, and you're thinking about it, whining about it, complaining about it on a consistent basis, you will slow down the manifestation process of the other four that were going great.
Yeah.
This isn't my opinion, folks. This is how it works. This is what separates those who are successful and happy on a consistent basis from those who consistently fail and living a life of misery. Your whole life is based on choices. And for every single choice that you make, whether it's made consciously or unconsciously, there is always a consequence. Always. In fact, folks, where you are, all of you that are listening, where you are at this point in your life is based on choices that you made at some point in the past. Those choices are the key factors that determine the quality of happiness that you have right now.
You just said, well, you could have four things going right, and the one thing that's not going right is killing you. Push it to the side.
Yep.
Done with it. One of the things that constantly amazes me, I have a 10-year-old daughter who's here in my house tonight, right? And we look at her kids and we expect them to get straight A's, be incredible in everything. But then as we become adults, like, I'm not good at math, and I just don't want to do it, right? So I focus on what I'm really good at. I have somebody, like, I'll figure out the other stuff.
And this isn't Pollyanna-ish way of looking at life. You know, sometimes it's okay to vent. Sometimes it's okay to get angry. Sometimes it's okay to throw things in your room and curse. But, you know, you have to know when to let it go. It's when you hold on to it and tell that story over and over again to people you meet along every single day. Well, you know what happened to me? My car didn't start, and this didn't work, and that didn't work. Every time you tell that story, you're reliving the same thing that happened to you that pissed you off.
Yeah.
It's okay to vent, but you got to know when to let it go. I was driving with my sister-in-law just 2 days ago, and there were certain things in my life that just weren't clicking, and I was getting frustrated, and I vented to her. And when I did, I just went, and I knew when to let it go. And
right.
I just did what needed to be done that day. And I realized that if I keep focusing on that, it's going to make that situation worse than what it has to be.
Yeah.
We don't fall victim to it. I will not get out of bed. I won't take the covers off. If I know I'm in a bad mood, I will not take the covers off and plant my feet on the floor until I shift my focus and way of thinking to what's working rather than fixating on what isn't working. Because people don't realize what you focus on first thing in the morning will formulate your attitude,
yep.
and you will take that attitude with you the entire day, and you're not aware you're doing it. That's the scary thing.
Here's what will make a difference, and I'll tell you what we've done for us that's made a huge difference in our business is we daily focus on how we can validate our customers. How can we make them feel important? And validating your employees is probably almost even more important.
Yeah.
Because they're the people that support you and lift you up and make you better and push you, you know.
You know, and every now and then I'll pick up the phone. I think texting and social media and tweeting and all that, I do it. We have to do it and I get it. But every now and then I pick up that phone and I'll call not just friends, I'll call clients and I'll just ask how they're doing, how their family's doing.
Yep.
Is there anything I can do to help you? I'm not asking for work. I'm not doing so, and I have a list of their birthdays. And many times I'll pick up the phone, and even if they don't answer,
yeah,
I'll leave a message. Happy birthday, man. I'm just thinking about your hope all as well. And I'll get calls back. And the heartfelt thank yous, it just puts it all in perspective. It just puts it all in perspective. It's the simple things that make the biggest impact. And that's true in any business. And something else that can help you catapult your business, nothing brings out the worst in any negative situation faster than you focusing on it.
Yeah.
For Rizzo Wisdom.
Yeah. Reaching out and asking for anything is, you know, okay, great. But reaching out just to check in and expecting nothing is powerful. So
yeah. Let's bring up the word according to Bob, which is
do it.
It's in the book, by the way. One of the most important lessons that I learned from living on this planet is what truly successful, happy, optimistic people know about life. That they will experience good times and bad times. That they will have sad days and ecstatic moments. That nothing in life is permanent. And that success and happiness depends on their ability to ride the waves of change with equanimity. Successful, happy, optimistic people are not exempt from the trials and tribulations of life, my friends. In fact, some had to overcome incredible circumstances to get to where they are today. But they have this one thing in common, this uncanny ability to shift their focus and their way of thinking to connect to a higher part of themselves, especially when times are tough. That is to say that they allow themselves to temporarily step away from those moments that are bringing them down or causing them some kind of pain. And they gradually begin to focus on aspects of their lives that bring them joy and lift their spirits. They feel blessed for the things that life has given them rather than cursing what life is currently throwing at them. And I really admire the way that they find the laughter during the tough times. And it's not a question of putting blinders on or ignoring that they're going through a difficult time, but rather they instinctively know when to shift their mindsets to something that will put them on a more productive path. And in reality, hey, we all have the power to do this. And it's what I call a power shift in focus. Now, being able to create this power shift in focus is one habit that can have a tremendous impact on your life. Why? Because when you allow yourself to temporarily step away from a challenging situation, and then you steer your attention to something that gradually makes you feel better, you're replenishing your spirit. You're nourishing your soul. Hey, that's the very essence of who you are. You're recharging your inner battery with the emotional fortitude needed to forge ahead. Listen, you can't stop life from throwing stuff at you. You can't stop the unexpected from interfering with your goals and your dreams. But you could always choose how to respond. You can always choose to shift to a healthier mindset when unwanted things happen. People who are happy, successful, and optimistic know that no matter what happens, life still goes on. And they can choose to focus on the things that empower them. They refuse to give up their right to enjoy life. And guess what? so can you. And that, my friends, is the word according to Bob.
Please share with your friends, because our goal is to get the message out. It's a very simple message. We do it in a very fun, entertaining way. We're not forcing anything on anybody. We just want to make people's lives easier. If we can do that, then we've succeeded. Talk to you later.
See ya. Peace.